Hey there, fellow parents of only children. So, this episode is about when there is a big age gap between siblings, and it's really geared more toward those for whom one of the siblings is out of the house, in a different household, maybe in a different state or country, but not part of the household. And also for situations where there are half siblings, step siblings, and so on. And I have lived all of those situations as an only child with much older siblings and step siblings. So I thought I could talk a little bit about that and what was helpful or what would have helped in that situation in order to help your only child hopefully have a relationship with his or her sibling or siblings. So the hack that I alluded to in the title is actually consistency, which sounds really simple, but sometimes it's not. A quick personal story, and then I'll launch into what this consistency really looks like on a day-to-day basis. So, it's a little embarrassing, but when I was growing up, I didn't think of myself as an only child. I didn't even know I was an only child. I think part of me knew in sort of a niggling corner in the back of my mind, but I wanted to be like everybody else. And when kids would very rarely say, "Oh, you wouldn't understand. You don't have siblings. You don't have to share your toys. You don't have to deal with fights." It was almost like they were jealous of me or something. But wanting to fit in and not really having the clarity or the vocabulary to not really defend myself, but to assert, actually, I'm cool. It's fine. I'm an only child. You're right. I don't have to deal with fights or share my toys. That's it. It wasn't even like bullying. It was just an observation, but I would take it kind of personally and say, actually, my mom doesn't have any other kids, but my dad has three children, and my stepmom has two children, and so on. Now, all of the quote unquote children were adults by that point. So clearly, I was an only child, but I really clung to that notion, that ideal of siblings. And so I think consistency is what can help bring clarity and create a kind of structure for the blossoming of the relationship. So, consistency works on two levels. The first is scheduling. This seems simple, but sometimes it's really not. Sometimes you're dealing with your ex or his or her new significant other. Sometimes you're dealing with young adult siblings who are starting their new lives and have their jobs or their schooling or their own significant others and families, and they might overcommit and not deliver on their promises to reach out to your child. Not through any fault of anyone, but these things happen. And so, from the only child's perspective, it's really important to know that they can count on their sibling consistently to reach out. And what I would advise you is to shoot for the minimum. That doesn't sound right. Shoot for Keep your expectations realistic and maybe even a little bit low. Unless you know the child's sibling really well, maybe it's your child that you happen to have them very far apart. Well, regardless, have a conversation and really make sure there's buy-in and clarity as early as possible in your child's life and keep adjusting those conversations. So, for example, the scheduling could involve a monthly FaceTime, Skype, or Zoom call. Seems like the minimum, right? But just to know that the first Saturday of the month or what have you, there's going to be that call. And it might fall on you to remind the sibling or the parent of this sibling. Or if they live close by, maybe a weekly date where they can play together, quarantine permitting, And from an only child's perspective, or from a child's perspective, routine is always important. So, for example, knowing after daycare on Wednesdays, big sister comes, or we go over to the house of little brother, or we meet in the park, or whatever it is, once a week. I only use the once a month example earlier because sometimes that's just better than nothing. It's more important for it to be consistent than for it to be every week, 2 months. Because from a child's perspective, it can be really confusing if they've built up their siblings in their mind. And it can be confusing too if you have a visit or a conversation online, or you know, some sort of get together between the siblings, and it goes wonderfully, and it's all brother, sister, you know, warm and fuzzies, and then kind of silence, or there's a period where folks aren't able to get together. So because life can get busy and complicated, keep expectations maybe a touch lower than you'd like and realistic, because even if they're not hanging out all the time, just the consistent frequency and the consistent nature of the contact will form the foundation of a relationship. So that's scheduling. That's pretty straightforward. The next piece is consistency of narrative. Now, what I mean by that is the story the family tells itself, the story the child is taught and will tell his or herself. So for example, now that only children are far more common, and 1 in 4 in my country of the United States, 1 in 4 families are actually single child families, the rhetoric and the way people talk about only children is starting to change. There is a family on the corner of my block where there is a maybe 9 or 10 year old boy with a much, much older brother. I think the brother may even have a child or two of his own and doesn't live in the home. And talking with the boy, the younger sibling, he volunteered that, "I have an older brother. He lives in such and such. And we visit every now and again. And so I'm an only child in my house. And my parents say that only children can be very strong and independent and confident with people." And I just said, "Good for you." I don't actually go around in my day-to-day life like preaching about only children. It's not like my focus, but obviously it's on my mind since I have an only child. So when this boy volunteered that, I mean, how awesome was that to hear? And what a gift his parents have given him. Now, hopefully they're also listening on the days when maybe he's a little bit down about it. I've already shared that as an only child myself, I never felt down about it, although now you know part of that may be because I didn't think of myself as an only child. But even just the day-to-day, I didn't feel sad and lonely. And I always like to repeat that in case people are... When it comes to narrative, the day that things crystallized for me and I gained clarity and closure about my family situation as an only child was when I overheard my brother just making an offhanded remark to, I think, his girlfriend at the time about how I'm an only child, me, myself, his younger sister. And when you hear your own brother calling you an only child in a very nice, there's nothing mean about it. I mean, he was probably in his 30s and I was a teenager. It's a little embarrassing. But at the time, that was when we were still living together. So we did live together for a couple of years, and we do have a relationship, thankfully. I'm really grateful for that. And we understand each other despite not having a ton of shared experiences, or we didn't grow up in the same household, we weren't raised by the same mother. I can still speak to what it's like to be an only child who maintains that connection. I'm not saying it's always been rosy, but I'm just grateful for his existence. And I know he's probably listening. I want to give him a shout out. But the point is, it really helps your only child when things are clearly communicated consistently. And so maybe I was a little slow on the uptake, but I didn't really have a clear view on my family as an only child with age gaps until I heard my brother say that, oh, she's an only child. And I actually felt very good about that. I felt peace, as I keep saying, clarity. Oh, phew, I am an only child. Okay. So I don't have to really push. We also have two sisters, you know. I don't have to, like, push my relationship with them. I'm glad that they exist, too. We haven't always overlapped as much. We've never really lived together. And it sort of took a little bit of guilt off because I'm the kind of person who often felt like I had to get along with everybody always. And that's not actually possible or even desirable. We should always be kind, but, you know, boundaries, and not everyone else is going to hit it off with everyone, and that's fine. And that even happens in families. And so I think I'd sort of idealized in my head what it ought to be like with siblings, regardless of an age gap. And given that we're a generation apart, different moms, in some cases different states, cultures, and even religions, hopefully we can be friends and have a relationship, but you can't force it. So after a certain point, you can't really put pressure or idealize it in your mind. So I'm grateful for what we do have, especially considering all of the aforementioned obstacles in our case to having a relationship. I think we've all really done our best, and that's all that we can ask. And I think as parents of only children as well, my daughter doesn't actually have any siblings, but I would imagine as a parent of an only child with a sibling, you know, across the country or maybe even the town next door, but a sibling who has their own sort of family or in their own situation, we too don't want to overly idealize it. All we can do is schedule and then really develop a realistic narrative. So I think, yes, in my case, maybe I needed someone to just say, you're an only child and it's okay. And I think that's a wonderful gift that we can give our kids, that consistency of scheduling when possible and that consistency of narrative, clearly communicated. So I hope that this was helpful. We're trying to keep these episodes short and focused. If you have an only child and it's by choice and you are thrilled and happy and at peace, let us know because we would love to have you on the show. As a matter of fact, if you would like to give back to our community by taking a few minutes to talk with us about your experiences, shoot us an email, which is in the show notes. We would love to feature more voices. You can also connect with us on the Facebook group. It's a wonderful and growing community, supportive, non-judgmental, of only child families from all different situations and walks of life. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all that you do for your child. And we will be back next week.